run simple. This is how we need to run business today.
Today we have with us the amazing Dr. Marcel Vollmer, the Chief of Innovation Officer at Celonis, a company that is turning processes into extraordinary, frictionless experiences through process mining. Dr. Vollmer arrived in Celonis in the middle of 2018, coming from SAP, where he served during 14 years as a RIBA Chief of Operational Officer, then Chief of Procurement Officer at SAP, and finally as a Chief of Digital Officer of the Cloud Group, where he helped SAP customers to define and drive digital transformation strategies globally. Dr. Vollmer is sensitive to complexities and challenges surrounding the intersection of technology, compliance, and supplier networks that today procurement leaders face. During his career, he continuously tried to eliminate customer complexities through simple, smart, and open solutions. Besides all those great achievements, Dr. Marcel Vollmer is a global influencer, a speaker, and an evangelist for emerging technologies and process mining. This interview took place in the first semester of 2018 while he was in SAP still. Let's welcome together Dr. Marcel Vollmer.
My question for you, first one, is to know you as a person, not as an executive that you are. We all know that. So tell us about you, what you want to share with us about your family, you, what you are doing in sports, your hobbies, what you like to read.
Ricardo, first of all, many thanks. I'm really excited being here today with you. And it's amazing having this podcast together with you. I can tell you a couple of things about me. Besides my role and also professional life, what you probably introduced already perfectly. So therefore, I think it is probably worth to know and understand I'm back now here in Frankfurt, Germany, after 2.5 years in the United States. I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can tell you it was fantastic. It was so amazing. My wife, Natalie, and I, we are a big fan of the United States. And it is also amazing seeing a little bit how advanced the United States already is in so many aspects, especially when it comes to the digitalization compared here to Europe, which is really, you might have heard the saying, good old Germany. And the old piece is really something which needs to renewed in a certain way. But I think we come to that a little bit later. Let me also tell probably that what keeps me going, definitely coffee in the morning. I love the sugar-free version. And basically then I have a little bit coffee in the entire day because I'm traveling so much and different time zones. So that's really what I like. And I'm addicted to chocolate. I love chocolate.
Which sports are you doing?
So, due to all my travel, I'm literally not doing any sports. So that's really something. I listen all the time to do more sports and so. But basically, I think as long as I'm in a kind of good shape, I try not really to do it. And I heard a little bit about some studies saying that basically the time you invest in sports is not necessarily the same time you will live longer. So I'm not sure if this is true, and I will definitely not give any advice not doing sports. But basically, I'm not really fitting this into my schedule right now.
Our RIBA procurement network and cloud-based solutions is helping to develop new practical customer experience in answering the future of work.
Ricardo, basically, Ariba Network is the largest B2B, business-to-business network in the world. We have currently around 3.2 million business partners on the network transacting about 1.6 trillion. And I'm really amazed about the size of the network. By the way, this is more than double of what Amazon, Alibaba, eBay are doing combined. It is not so surprisingly, because when you look at the global GDP, which is around 80 trillion, so the B2B side is about 65. So B2B is definitely the much larger space. The B2C side is around 15 trillion. So it's really excited in seeing all these disruptive trends in technology, and business network is one of them. So you might have heard and seen that Microsoft has acquired LinkedIn, the largest business network. And I think what we are doing is kind of comparable to LinkedIn. You could also use Facebook as an example. We see ourselves basically as the LinkedIn Facebook compared with marketplace capabilities. And here we are the largest player in the B2B market.
Ariba is much more focused in supplier and demand there. So I think is much more prepared also than LinkedIn. LinkedIn is somehow I can touch base with everyone there in B2B, but it's not exactly prepared to supply and demand all the time and sales all the time.
Correct. Yeah. So LinkedIn is more basically to keep your information updated. I love LinkedIn also, or the other social media platforms, due to the fact that basically you have the most recent and updated information on the network available anytime. So basically you know exactly the people you are doing business with. And then this needs to be enhanced by the marketplace document exchange automation capabilities. And this is exactly what the Ariba network does. And you mentioned in your question also the topic about the user experience. I think today we need really to ensure that we have for all the applications what we do. Doesn't matter if it's on the private side, the B2C side, or the business side, the B2B side. So basically you can say, it needs to be Apple easy and Google fast. So simple. When you get your new smartphone, you don't get a manual. Why? You don't need it because it's intuitive. When you log on into a website, basically with a modern shop where you see all the products and the goods, you don't need a manual or instruction. Why should this be different? On the B2B side, there is no reason for that. And this is exactly also what we bring into our DNA right now with our software solutions. I know not all the SAP solutions are necessarily seen as intuitive, and we as Ariba, we have the most complete set of source-to-pay solutions in the cloud, and therefore the user experience. This is absolutely key for us, that we have the latest, greatest user experience for all our solutions available in the future.
Some of the applications on SAP are perceived as very complex. And that's actually what was the initiative when Bill, the new CEO, took over. He spoke about, he understood that very clearly. And he built a division in Berlin exactly to decomplicate, to avoid complication, to make the things easier.
Bill McDermott, he's such a smart man. He likes to keep things simple, and therefore he simply says, run simple. This is how we need to run business today.
Even your competitors, Oracle, Microsoft, and Salesforce, they are not focusing in simplifying. They don't have yet, at least what I know, divisions focusing simplification. What are your thoughts about possibilities with Ariba, with SAP procurement, and other solutions will be if the technology IoT and augmented reality will take over also those solutions? Because IoT, I think, fits super well for procurement. And augmented reality is the future. We are not going to be using phones, but we are going to be using most probably glasses. What's your take on that?
So basically, Ricardo, there's a big bunch of emerging technologies or already established technologies. What we see, you mentioned already a bunch of them. I think definitely machine learning, artificial intelligence, this will entirely change the way how we live and how we work in the future. We see also robots coming more and more now being part of supply chains, of production. We see a lot of videos on YouTube out with companies, great companies really doing a lot of experiments. What can you do? We see drones, and not only drones for delivery. We see also drones basically for passenger transportation. So another big disruption. So in the future, I believe, and virtual reality or augmented reality, what you just said, that's a perfect example of what you have and what you will include into your supply chain. Because, for example, when you think about that salesman is signing a contract, or in the future a contract will be signed basically in an entirely electronic way using technologies like DocuSign, where you just need to click and basically the contract is signed and then it gets processed. In that moment, basically, you can already start in a warehouse checking inventory for the production on what you have sold. You can already start the warehousing, doing the ordering in a highly automated way. You can also connect now the different devices, and you mentioned Internet of Things, that basically now you know exactly where are your goods, products, material, what you need. And this is really what I see is absolutely exciting. We have a lot of these technologies. We don't know exactly what really will be the leading technology or which standard will be also the leading standard in the future. But what we definitely can see is that supply chains are heavily impacted by all aspects of these technologies.
How are you helping existing and new customers to transform themselves to the companies of the future? And I'm connecting that with one interview that you gave in the past, that you help the customers to define you. You sit down with C-level and to define, you understand how they are working, define the strategy that you best fit them using Ariba. So I wanna, if you can elaborate a bit on that.
So basically what we want to do as SAP is basically helping customers to have an end-to-end integrated experience and coverage of all aspects of the software what they need. Starting when you want to take it simple, you would start with a HANA database as a foundation. You would put an S4 HANA system as your leading ERP on top of that. And then basically you would connect the Ariba solutions with the other cloud solutions you want to use. And you mentioned the Ariba network. I think for a customer, it's also very important not only to buy, but also to sell. Where we now focusing also on the commerce side, the customer relationship management side to cover all aspects here. But basically, you need also to see not only on the goods and services, you might also have contingent labor. So when we now look on the total spend side, Ariba is one aspect for that. But basically, SAP Fieldglass is another component where we offer the leading cloud solutions here for temp labor. And when you have so many people, doesn't matter if they are temp labor or your own people, you need also to think about how do they travel. So therefore, you need to have a solution available. And this is what we do with SAP Concur. Basically, then that you can book your trip, that you can book your flight, rental car, hotel, whatever you need. And basically, all the information are already getting processed in the system. You only need to make a picture from your receipts. And basically, that's all what is done. And this is exactly how we see it and how we define now our roadmap going forward to have a strong foundation with S4HANA and then the different cloud solutions to manage the customer, your internal workforce, also with our HR solutions, SAP SuccessFactors, and then the total spend management so that you can really run your business end to end. And you basically enhance this by solutions like Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, machine learning, blockchain, whatever the areas are relevant for your business, because we cover 26 industries as SAP. And this is what we have put together under the umbrella of SAP Leonardo.
One tendency that I see in the market, there was a time where we have one-stop shop. Then there was a time, maybe 15 to 10 years ago before the crisis of 2008, was a kind of a coercion to say one-stop shop because I don't want to be dependent on one company.
One-stop shop definitely makes sense. We had also some tendencies to go for best of breed. But basically, I think you need really to think about the integration. And in the future, we definitely will see more and more end-to-end integrated solutions because all the interfaces, this is exactly what drives your total cost of ownership. And basically, it's also driving the complexity, what you mentioned before. Run simple, have one end-to-end solution available. And this is exactly what we do. And keep in mind the user experience that it's really Apple Easy and Google Fast, how you can run and access all the different applications what you have to run your end-to-end business.
Where are the touch points and the challenges right now in the procurement to decrease friction and to have more adoption? Because that's one thing that we take care of a lot in customer experience, to make adoption easier.
On the one side, we see a lot of technologies basically automating the end-to-end source to pay processes, basically to remove and get rid of all the transactional, administrative, bureaucratic tasks. I think everybody will appreciate that. We have still a lot of people in shared services sitting in front of two screens. On the left screen, there's a scanned invoice. On the right screen, there's an SAP system, and they need to manually enter information in that. I think that's definitely what we see and will become history very, very soon. But with that, the procurement function itself is currently changing. Function needs to define a clear value proposition, how to generate value for the company. So because the operational tactical task is no longer the differentiating factor and something you need to bundle, bring together, because the automation can cover that. So therefore, what is left is a strategic function. And strategic functions I would define with basically three core elements. Number one is the supplier innovation. This is really what keeps your business going. And number two, risk management. You need to ensure that you are prepared for risk. Whatever happens, we have seen catastrophic events like Fukushima, the flood in Thailand. So there are much more what I could mention impacting your supply chain, your capabilities to produce your goods, and also deliver everything to your customers. This is what we call procurement with purpose, to ensure that you have a sustainable supply chain. Consumers want to know where are the products from, where the ingredients from the products come from, the so-called provenance, what you need to ensure to have full transparency in your supply chain. Technologies like blockchain might be here beautiful to really help not only to understand tier one, tier two, or tier three suppliers, but also to understand from which field do you get certain ingredients for your products, like palm oil as an example. I think this is a large transformation what's currently going on, and where procurement will play a key role also in the future by creating value and focusing on the strategic task to really drive impact for your organization.
Customer experience and services is something that SAP in general outstands globally, and in Germany, I think, is another level. Okay, mm-hmm. I think in employee experience, SAP outstands everywhere in the world, and also Mercedes here in Germany. What is your take and thoughts about the lack of good services and customer experience in Europe in general and here in DACH?
Yeah, absolutely, Ricardo. So the customer experience and taking customers serious is definitely something as a different understanding of how you want to treat and interact with your customers. This is different a little bit from country to country. But I think it's very important also that you make it easy for your customers to really get access to whatever they need, because you don't want to treat your customers badly. You don't want to make it complex. You simply want to make business. And you only can do business in a successful way when you can also offer an ease-to-use system access to whatever is needed. And therefore, I believe investing in the user experience is absolutely key. And with the automation and artificial intelligence as an example, you have so many, many options now to automate cumbersome, complex processes that they can run basically in a kind of lights out way, and you don't need to interfere to interact anymore. Nobody wants to print an invoice, put it in an envelope, give it to mail, and then the postal service is delivering it. And basically, you need to open it, you need to scan the information, you need to type in missing information. I think that's, for me, a beautiful example to really make it easy on the processing side. And that's absolutely something we are committed as SAP.
B2B for sure is different than B2C, that's obvious. But do you see any difference in terms of human side of that?
Ricardo, it is. Look at the success of the iPhone. So everybody loves it because it really is making your life easier. There are great products like Google. Why do you like it? Because it is so simple to access and you find everything because it is the leading search engine in the internet globally. And this is really something where you see also how important it is. And I'm saying that basically the B2B and B2C side, there are differences. The difference is then the quantity. You have one coffee cup or tea, whatever you are drinking right now. And on the consumer side, you are definitely only consuming several of them. Green tea, excellent, Ricardo, very healthy. And you consume this now and you buy this for your personal purpose. And on the B2B side, of course, the quantities are much, much larger when you buy hundreds of kilos, tons of coffee, green tea, whatever you have. But the experience itself can definitely be fairly similar.
What is the state of employee today in SAP? SAP just, I think, received a prize or was in the listed in the best employers in the world, around the top, I think, top 10, yes. If I'm not wrong. Because employee is what delivers the experience. You cannot deliver experience without a happy employee. That's the obvious thing.
Ricardo, when you look on our business model, we are a software company. Basically, our people are the most important asset. So therefore, we need to take care of our people. And I think we are very proud that we are the employer of choice, that we are moving our way up in the different rankings. It depends on which one you look, in North America, in Europe, globally, you're perfectly right. We are definitely the one place to be in our industry, but also as a company in general, because we really take care of our people. You can only be successful if you have a great team, great, highly motivated, passionate people in driving whatever you want to do. Thank you, Ricardo. I think you covered really a very broad set of questions. I highly appreciate that. Many thanks for your time. I hope it's insightful also for the audience to listen to it. And yeah, highly appreciate the time and wish you a great day. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming, to listening, or to watching our videos. Stay in touch with us in the social media. Here you can follow us. Thank you very much, and stay safe.